The Gemara in several places has a machlokes between Yehuda and Reb Shimon related to the loch of Muksa. The Gemara says that Yehuda holds to Muksa, Reb Shimon says less lay Muksa. And for example, the Gemara says about, on Daf Yutes, about Tamar de Iske, Tamarim that he doesn't tend to eat when he's planning to sell them, he says. So they're intended really for a source for, ultimately, as a wholesaler that he'll sell. So he doesn't have in mind at this point to eat them. So that's machlekes, whether they're muksa or not. Rabbi Huda holds they are muksa, and Rabbi Shimon says they're not muksa. So that's one machlekes relates to oichlin between Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And also we have that the Gemara says machlekes between Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about migudas katzoi. That Yehuda holds from Migudas Katzoi, if something is muksa at the beginning of Shabbos, ben Hashmoshes, it's muksa for the whole Shabbos. Migudas Katzoi ben Hashmoshes is Katzoi l'kulu yomah. And Reb Shimon denies that halacha. And therefore Reb Shimon says that if a ner, Shemen Shibaner, if a candle was lit at the beginning of Shabbos, before Shabbos, ben Hashmoshes, and so at the time of that it's lit, that candle is muksa, either because muksa mitzvaso, or because maybe it's muksa machmas iso, that if you handle it because you can be mechabit, but that's something that even Reb Shimon agrees to. And but if it goes after it goes out, Reb Shimon holds it's mutter, and you can be metaltel that nair, and we don't say migudas katzoi. So first of all, we have to understand what's the relationship between these two sets of machloikas in between Yehuda and Shimon. What is his position about muksa by oichlim? That in general he doesn't have that there's muksa by oichlim. What does that have to do with the halacha of migudas katzoi? So the Rav said that there's this machloikas between Yehuda and Shimon depends on the halacha of hachana. The Yehuda holds that that foods, in order for it not to be muksa, require hachonas hagavra. And therefore, tamri de iski, which he doesn't have in mind to eat over the Shabbos, and essentially, therefore, psychologically, he set them aside, muksa, because they're missing this hachonas hagavra. However, Shimon says that you don't need hachonas hagavra as long as the object is roy, in this case, like tam de iska, that's roy lachila. So to use the Rav's phrase, the cheftza is making itself because it's roy, and therefore it's not muksa. And this is also the same machlokes about migudas katzoi, that since at the beginning of the Shabbos ben Hashmoshes, when we find the halacha of muksa, there was no hachonas hagavra, so according to Yehuda, even after the candle will go out, it'll still be muksa because migudas katzoi. However, Reb Shimon holds that since the shemen is per se roy, so afterwards when the candle goes out, it's no longer muksa because the chayfetz is making itself. So the Gemara says also that Rabbi Yochanan says that according to Reb Shimon that there's only muksa Reb Shimon only if it's Kein Shemesh B'ner, that at the time that it's doilek, that since it's huxl mitzvaso or lisuro, so therefore it's muksa. And the Ramban and others say that by muksa machmas mitzvah or muksa machmas isa, Reb Shimon does asa. So the question is, why is it that those muksas are more chomer, like than muksa in general? So the answer is that by Tamid Iske, there's no Maisa Haktsor, just directly to make it muksa, to set it aside. Just min hastam, he's not planning to eat these because he's setting them aside. These are tamarim that he's planning to sell, as opposed to if it's huxla mitzvaso like ner. So there's a direct maisa haktsor through the hadlaka, and therefore even Reb Shimon agrees that it's muksa. So therefore, the Gemara says later, we'll say later on at the end of Shabbos on Kufnun Zayin, that in general book Shabbos, the halacha is always like Reb Shimon, except by Muksa Machmas Isa. And what is that? That's Ner, that was lit that Shabbos. Ner should lit but also Shabbos. Because then we say, Migidus Tatzoi Lekula Yoma. So what's the difference? And in this case, we don't hold like Reb Shimon, because by Muksa Machmas Isa, it's not just there's a lack of hachana. But here there's a haktsor and the heftzer, and therefore it's mufka from hachana. We also find a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon by muksa by kelim. As the Gemara says, that l'koin to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't be metaltel a ner yoshan, because it's muksa machmas isur, because the receptacle of the oil becomes very grimy from the oil that's in it, and so that's because it's repugnant, so it's muksa machmas isur, and even after the candle went out, or even before if it was used, that's muksa. But Reb Shimon holds that kol haner is metaltlin, and he doesn't hold from this halacha muksa machmas isur. So it seems that this machloikas by kelim, and that Reb Shimon doesn't have muksa by kelim, is different than the halacha that Reb Shimon doesn't have by oichlim, that he holds it's not muksa like Tamid Iski, because the Gemara says in Daf Mein Hey, the Gemara says boy menei Rishlokas. So the Gemara says that by kelim, if I will take by shivri kelim, if I throw them away, so that's usur. But if I take a kli, right, if I take a piece of clothing, for instance, and I throw it away in the ashpa, that no one holds that that's usur. Even if he threw it, mib od yom, let's say glima, a shirt, into the ashpa, it's not muksa. So why don't you say that that's also dachy b'dayim? So near it, it would seem that by kelim, by oichlim, you don't say, by kelim, you don't say dachi b'yadayim, as opposed to oichlim, which you do. Because oichlim per se are not a kli, so they're not necessarily per se muchan. So therefore you need either, you need to be making the object, and that's we see from the pasuk by the man. It says v'chinu sasha yaviu. So if there's no hachana, it would be muksa. Just Reb Shimon holds that since it's omid lekach, that itself, as we said, the chayfetz is making itself. According to Reb Yehuda, you need hachonas hagava. But if there would be a case by oichlim that there was no hachana, So then Reb Shimon himself would also hold that it's muksa. If, for example, if it would be dachi b'yadayim. But kelim are different because kelim don't need hachana at all. Because a kli is per se is omid lehishtamshus. And that you see from what we, that you see by glima shazakula la'ashba, that doesn't become mux if he takes it out of the garbage, he can still use it. And it would be chal. But by kelim, so therefore by kelim, if it's muksa, either machmas isa, or for example, a ner shenishtamish bo, or machmas mius, then since it's ma'asak tzor, so then it's chaladin muksa, because then it's nitcha mitoras hachana, and if it becomes enamuchan. And Reb Shimon disagrees with Behuda, because he holds that Haksor doesn't of the Haksor of the Gavra doesn't by Kalim is not operative and will not make it muksa. So we see there are two first wave of machlokes between Yehuda and Reb Shimon about oichlim. What's the nature of the hachona? Can it be, since it's roi, the oichel is making itself? That's Reb Shimon. That's what it means to say less le muksa. And Reb Yehuda requires hachona sagavra, and kelim of a different category. Because kelim themselves don't become muksa, unless there was a direct taksor in specific cases. And both Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon agreed to that principle.